Fora TV, the world is thinking.
Let me tell you the challenges we face. I grew up in an age where your family read the same newspaper and you had a big box television set that sat in your living room and had maybe two or three channels. You are growing up in a digital world where you send email on your cell phones, where you can listen to a history lecture on your iPod, and where you use your laptop to reach people all across the world. This is what I mean by creative destruction. Every day, new technology is tearing down old ways of doing business. In the process, it is driving us away from a mass media where news and entertainment was centrally controlled. And it is taking us to an exciting new world where consumers like you are determining what content you want, when you want it, and how you want it. Let me give you one example of how this works in television. A generation ago, the United States had three main networks. Because there were few choices, each network had a mass audience, and that made it easy for broadcasters and advertisers alike. If an advertiser like Ford wanted to reach the viewers, all it had to do was run a big ad on one of the networks, and they were guaranteed a mass audience. Today, that mass audience is mostly gone. There are a few remnants. A hit show like American Idol or a special event like the Super Bowl can still bring in a mass viewing audience. But as a day-to-day reality, television can no longer rely on the mass audience. So how are we responding? Well, take a show like 24. Some of you probably watch each new season as it unfolds on our Fox broadcasting stations. That's a good-sized audience, but it is still nowhere near what the three networks had a generation ago. So we also run it on our cable channels, where the revenue comes from a mix of advertising and subscription. We sell it in international markets, giving Jack Bauer a global audience. And we put it up on a site we have launched called Hulu.com. There you can watch it for free, along with hundreds of other programs. And you can even tweak the advertising to gear to your own particular interests. The point is that there is no magic bullet, no one-size-fits-all solution. To stay ahead of the competition, a media company needs to diversify geographically so it can reach more people. It needs to diversify by platforms, which is one reason why we bought MySpace. And it needs to be constantly nurturing a new generation of businesses and business models to take the place of the old. Unlike traditional media, the choices in the future are going to be generated from the bottom up, not the top down. A 13-year-old girl in Delhi is not going to want the same news and entertainment as a 50-year-old executive in Chicago. And they're probably going to want it delivered in different ways too. Our challenge is to personalize the experience for these people so we can reach them both.